This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Central bankers meet as the world tunes in. I'm David Brancaccio. If I told you a group of people with access to the best info on the future of the economy are meeting today, would you listen? It's central bankers of the world gathered in Portugal now at a time that inflation is forcing big economies to turn the monetary policy supertanker and switch course on interest rates. Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell is among those who just spoke.
Since the pandemic, we've been living in a world where the economy is being driven by very different forces, and we know that. What we don't know is whether we'll be going back to something that looks more like, or a little bit like, what we had before. We suspect that it'll be kind of a blend.
America's central banker-in-chief in Portugal today, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, has more.
Inflation is a problem all over the world right now. Central banks are raising interest rates in an effort to slow their economies and cool rising prices. The European Central Bank, or ECB, is taking a gradual approach. ECB President Christine Lagarde told the Central Bankers Conference yesterday that Europe's central bank would hike its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point when it meets next month. The ECB is going slowly because the European economy is fragile and could face supply shocks as it tries to move away from Russian energy. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve is raising rates much higher and faster. Yesterday, New York Fed President John Williams told CNBC the Fed will raise rates by another half to three quarters of a percentage point at its next meeting in late July. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester says unless economic conditions in the U.S. change, she'll be in favor of a three-quarter percentage point hike. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
China has reduced the quarantine time for travelers arriving there. International businesses, including the tourism industry, are watching this closely. China's been reporting just about 125 COVID infections per day countrywide for the past week. Here's our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak, in Shanghai.
The revised COVID guideline cuts mandatory quarantine in half for those coming from overseas, from 21 days to 10, of which 7 are spent at a government facility and the rest of the time at home. Foreign business groups have welcomed the announcement. Many complain that China's harsh COVID measures have decimated business travel and made it hard to attract overseas talent. But even with quarantine time shortened, flights remain limited and expensive. And ultimately, local authorities enforce their own rules. Northern Shenyang City still has one of the longest quarantine of 28 days in an isolation facility, plus 28 more at home. There's also quarantine for domestic travelers. Shanghai is reporting less than 10 new cases a day. But if I travel to other parts of China, most places will require me to quarantine. So I'm staying put for now. At least starting today, most restaurants here allow dine-in services. In Shanghai, where I'm free to move about for now, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Russia's war in Ukraine continues to distort global energy prices with the resulting squeeze on oil and natural gas. It's forced many European countries to turn back to coal with all the extra climate gases that brings. That's benefiting producers in South Africa, which are battling to keep up with increased demand. The BBC's Vumani Mkhize reports.
The Khanye coal mine, located 80 kilometers from Johannesburg, produces over 200,000 tons of raw coal a month. All of it is destined for export. Coal prices hit a record of over $400 per ton this year. While the price has subsided, demand is still high as the war in Ukraine has no end in sight.
At the COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow, commitments were made to phase out coal globally. But the war in Ukraine has upended that. South African coal miners such as this one are benefiting from the significant rise in orders from European countries, eager to plug the gap left behind by Russia.
Kenyan Coal runs four mines across the country and, like all South African producers, are benefiting from the boom and at times struggling to keep up with demand. Vuslat Bayoglu is the managing director of the company.
After COVID pandemic lockdowns, economies started restructuring, and then we had this issue between Russia and Ukraine. That is the biggest, actually, reason for the resurgence, because as of August 10, there will be no Russian coal going to Europe. So that means that Europe needs to get coal from somewhere, and then they mainly come to South Africa and go to Colombia to buy the coal.
For independent markets analyst Jimmy Moyaha, the commodities boom has significantly cushioned the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the South African economy, resulting in a $12 billion boost to tax revenues this year.
We've seen a resurgence in sort of a commodity super cycle. We saw that early in 2021. We're seeing it again now. But also fueling this, you can't discount the fact that the Russia-Ukraine tensions are weighing in heavily on market sentiment.
While the resurgence of coal has been good for the coal miners and exports, environmentalist Tracy Davies is worried coal's bounce back will hamper the global climate change initiative.
All of us should be looking to slow down coal production and slow down coal-fired power generation. The problem with the high prices we're seeing at the moment is that creates an incentive to ramp up coal production and possibly even to build more coal-fired power, which would be a real tragedy from a climate perspective.
With Germany's decision to restart its coal-fired power plants, it seems South African coal producers and others around the world will have their hands full trying to keep up with demand. In Johannesburg, South Africa, I'm the BBC's Vumani Mkhize for Marketplace.
And you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.